With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello everybody and welcome to this month's edition of the EvoStick East West Show. I'm your host Ben, and coming up over the course of the next 45 minutes or so, we're going to be talking the promotion race at the top end of both EvoStick Division West and EvoStick Division East. We're also going to be catching up with the managers at Trafford and at Belper Town. They're not just involved in the promotion race, but they're also in the semi-finals of the Integro League Cup, and the draw for that took place on our sister show, the MPL show, which is now available on this very channel. We're also going to be catching up with the management at Colne, at Sheffield, at Ossett United and at Cleethorpes. But before all of that, there is only one place we can start, and that's to Tuesday night in Lancashire, where Ramsbottom United drew 5-5 with National League side AFC Fylde. A thrilling evening with some excellent commentary from Live Sports and some excellent goals, and a night that Chris Wilcock and everyone at Ramsbottom United can be proud. And after the match, manager at Ramsbottom United, Chris Wilcock, caught up with Ramsbottom United's media team. This is Adam Clark and friend of the show from the non-league paper, Phil Brennan, asking the questions.
Right, we're joined by Chris Wilcox after, what's to say, an amazing 5-5 draw against AFC Fylde. Chris, what are your thoughts on that?
Wow, what a cup tie. Unbelievable, to be fair. No, I think everybody who's come tonight on a really poor evening has got value for money. That was, that's what the cup's all about. Whether it's FA Cup, FA Trophy, FA Vase, underdogs, minnows, whatever you want to call us. Trying to stay in there and do our best, and to be fair, I thought the lads were magnificent, absolutely magnificent throughout the evening. We created some chances as well outside of the five we scored, and we had to earn them, to be fair, the five we scored. I felt the five we give away, we certainly could have done better and have done better in previous games, but you've got to admire their quality as well. They're not third in the conference for nothing. But what a cup tie, gents. What a cup tie that was. Wonderful.
So you alluded to it there, that the pressure you put on throughout the game, and it's certainly a credit to the lads for how they performed, and some of them were covered head to toe in mud.
The pitch deteriorated throughout the game. But I think that only added to the spectacle, really. We tried to put the pressure on as and when we can, because we know if they get the reds up, they've got good quality. And they did show that at times. You can see the qualities of of their general play. So overall, I'm delighted. 5-4 after coming from behind twice, two goals down. You're then feeling, is it our night to really see it out and get through to the quarterfinals? But full credit to them. They stuck in it and wanted to stay in the competition. And we look forward to the replay.
And a bumper attendance of 743. What's your message to the fans?
Yeah, they were magnificent. They were singing at the end there, which is pleasing. The Riverside Stadium's, it's got his voice back all of a sudden. Not all of a sudden. Since I've been here, they've been fantastic, the fans. And they've come out in numbers again tonight. It's a shame we didn't play Saturday. We probably would have got a bigger attendance on Saturday. There was a little bit of undecision regarding the potentially whether the game might go ahead or might not, and I think that might have added to one or two maybe staying in. But outside of that, whoever didn't come tonight, they missed an absolute cracker.
And it's a replay next Tuesday. It'll certainly be a different game with them being the home side and a different sort of conditions for them. It'll be definitely a better pitch than what we've seen tonight.
Yeah, it will be. And, as Weymouth said, it'll suit them. Bigger pitch, good surface. But we'll see what happens next week. But we love a replay and we're looking forward to the challenge.
Not many managers talk to us after a game where they scored five against a much higher opposition and still got a smile on your face, even though you've not won the game. You must be so proud of being in charge of a set of lads that pull a performance out like that, and obviously away at Weymouth.
Yeah, I mean, they've been magnificent since they've arrived. It's not the first time what we've done tonight. I know what character we've got in the dressing room. They won't lie down. They were disappointed to come in 3-2 down at half-time. And then we kick ourselves in the foot with conceding so early in the second half. But as you saw again, you know, once we got our tails up, we got to 4-3. I could see us equalising. We were on the front foot. The tempo had risen. We were starting to cause them problems. And we did so. And then we get ourselves in front for the first time in the game. But, you know, it is what it is. 5 goals against the Cromford side, I'm, you know, delighted with. Some of our attacking play at times was excellent. You know, on another day we would have been through, I suppose.
Phil Brennan and Adam Clark there speaking with Chris Wilcock, the manager at Ramsbottom United, following that remarkable 5-all draw with AFC Fylde from Tuesday evening in the FA Trophy. Superb result that for the Lancashire club. That goes to a replay on Tuesday. Before that, though, it's to Division West affairs for Ramsbottom United, who are currently sitting 6th in the league table, just 1 point outside the playoffs with games in hand. Later in the show, we're going to be looking at Division East, but let's stick with Division West now. And out in front by 6 points is Atherton Colls. Chasing them, though, 6 points back is Runcorn Linnets. Then there's Radcliffe, 2 points behind the Linnets. Mosley sits in fourth position. But then there's Trafford in fifth position. We'll be hearing from Tom Baker at Shoreview shortly. But Trafford are on 43 points, 1 point ahead of the aforementioned Ramsbottom United, 2 points ahead of Leeds Town. Leeds Town, incidentally, have 4 games in hand. And then there's Colne sitting 2 points behind Trafford, and Colne have 3 games in hand. This weekend, Colne will be travelling to Prescott Cables. Prescott Cables themselves are just 3 points outside the playoffs. A fascinating race in Division West. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Colne. Here's Steve Cunningham.
Yeah, it's been good. Like you say, that the league is very competitive, and with the race that we've got for playoffs amongst, I think there's about 9 teams. Our festive period has been fantastic. I think we've only we've lost one in our last 12 games, if you include 2 of the Lancashire Cup games in that run. And you're thinking, hey, we'll be up there in, you know, first, second, third. We're sitting in 8th. And it's because everybody else has been having good runs, but the fact that they're all playing each other, you know, they're maybe picking up a couple of draws, nobody's really losing many games, and then beating everybody that maybe they should be, based on league form and league tables, as you know, don't lie. So we're happy with where we currently sit, obviously just outside the playoffs, couple of games in hand, and obviously you've got to win them to make sure you're still in that sort of top 5 race. But it's an exciting period, that's for sure.
Now, there's a couple of matches, a couple of results we do need to mention. A 0-0 against Trafford in last outing ain't bad at all. But that 8-1 against Market Drayton, that's superb.
Yeah, the 8-1, and without sounding too disrespectful to Market Drayton, I get on well with their manager. It could have been well into to 15, 16, 17, and it would have been a real shock if someone said, flipping heck, had they gone down to 7 men. But I just think we just hit some real form in the first sort of 20, 30 minutes of the game, which basically took it away from them. I think they were short of some players as well. Obviously, you know what it's like sometimes travelling that far. And they just caught us on a really good day. Everything that we did came off, but it should have been a lot more. The point against Trafford, I don't think I've beat them in 9 attempts, which is really frustrating because I get on really well with Tom Bacon. It just annoys me because I have to buy him a bottle of Budweiser, him and Danny, every time we play. But he felt sorry for me this one, so he bought me one, and it was just a measly point. So, but no, that was... There wasn't much between the two teams. I felt we were very strong. Defensively, we've got it right at the moment. We've been missing key players ourselves in Lee Pugh and Wakasazami, who everybody knows throughout our league, you know, probably two of the best fullbacks, you know, in the league. And we've not had them now for nearly 2.5-3 months. So defensively, we've become really solid. Chances have been coming. We've got the likes of Alex Curran, Brad Lynch, you know, Hollywood, Josh Iron, who's chipping in now as well. we've got some good firepower. It's just getting that balance, and at the minute it seems to be working. But you know, no game's a gimme, and even though we beat St. Mark at Drayton 8-1, you've seen then they've gone and played another game and got a draw, and results. That's this league. Sometimes it's freak results. You know, run call and it's put six past us, you know, and yet we're still trying to challenge them. It's just those results happen. It's good though when it's in your favour.
Absolutely. Let's talk about your mad month that's coming up, because you've got yes. some. I know managers don't tend to they try and downplay it and don't try and look too far ahead. But in Colne's case, you've got a crackers month coming up. Prescott Cables tomorrow, weather permitting, obviously. Leek away, and then you've got Kendal. Then you've got Ramy away. And in early March, you've got Atherton Coles away as well. I mean, you've got games in hand. That's one thing to say. But some of these games coming up are proper six-pointers. So this is a big month for yourselves. How are you shaping up?
Oh, it is. Yeah, I know a lot of men's got one game at a time. I've been looking at league table every single day since the start
yes,
of the season.
Steve,
and I look
thank
at every
you.
Fixtures.
Thank
I look
you.
At every permutation, you know. Tom Baker laughs at me because I'll get home after Saturday's result. I look at the league table, and then 3 hours later, I'm on that football webpage. I look at it again, and I know there's other formats you can look at, just in case. But I'll look at that and think, it's still not changed. You know, I'm looking at permutations of other teams. If they lose this one, if they draw there, and we win this one, that's me. But no, we've got some big games coming up, and yeah, I think we'd be daft not to be looking at what's ahead of us, because you could go and thump Market Drayton 8-1. But if we're not then going beating a Leek or a Mosley or a Radcliffe or a Coles, 8-1 meant nothing, you know, because they're the teams that we need to be beating now if we're going to be challenging. You know, we've got Prescott on Saturday, that tomorrow. That's not an easy game at all. They're a very good side. They've, like us, some good young players in there, and they've been in the top six or seven virtually all season. It's only because games now have been called off, they've just slightly dropped away. We've then got another tough game, and if you beat Prescott, it means nothing if you don't then go and beat Leek the following week. And every game is just a really tough game now. And if we have ambition of being in the playoffs, or at least trying to push Atherton Colliery's or whoever else up there, your Radcliffe's, your Runcorn Linnets, for maybe a promotion spot, you know, as number one, we've got to be beating these teams. So we are looking ahead. Squad-wise, we're looking quite strong. Wackass, he's back fit now, so there's a good chance he's going to be involved tomorrow. Lee Pugh's about a week and a half away. And then squad-wise, where we started off and very patchy in mid-season, or we were scratching around a little bit and having to bring people in, which is unlike us, we've got headaches and decisions to make, and it's probably come at the best time, because then there's no excuses. You know, if we don't beat your Prescotts and your Leeks and your Mosleys and Radcliffe's and Ramy and Atherton Colliery's all in this next 2 months, there's no excuse. You know, we're not as good as what we thought we were, or as good as I think we are. And the proof will be in the pudding come sort of mid-March, I think, for us. We could be in a strong position to be really challenging. And I think if you look at a club of our size, you know, we've only been in the league 2 years previous to this, and we've made a playoff. We missed out last year on goal difference on the last day. We're challenging again, and I think that's great for us, you know. So we know what we've got to do. We know what it takes to get there. It's then just down to lads to execute that.
Obviously, that's the league as well. But Colne are involved in the Lancashire Cup. Got a game against Bamber Bridge. And I was going to mention, I mean, you talked about the matches with the top-end teams, but there is that Kendal match there and Glossop. And you touched upon it already about there's no easy games in this league. Glossop approved that. And I'm sure Kendal are itching as well. So you've got a lot of fixtures to fit in over these next couple of months, and some vitally important ones too, Steve.
Yeah, I think if you look at the likes of Glossop, you know, they were struggling. They beat us 1-0 only 3 weeks ago. That was our loss. And then they've gone and been, you know, heavy losses after that themselves. We won't look at beating, say, Prescott tomorrow, and then if we do, and then beat Leek if we do, and then think we are automatically going to beat Kendal. They're fighting for their lives. New guys have gone in now. Obviously, I feel sorry for the previous manager, because I get on really well with him. He's done a great job with his resources and the circumstances work. I'm sure it won't be long before he's back in the game. But then sandwiched between that, we've got Bamber Bridge, and we certainly won't be taking an eye off the league. But people who say, oh, it's all about league, and, you know, we're in things to win things. And the Bamber Bridge game is an exciting tie for the football club. We're in the semi-final Lancashire Cup against a very big team in Bamber Bridge. And the incentive is a final at the Reebok Stadium, potentially against Southport Football Club or I think they've got, is it Ashton Athletic? So, you know, it's a great opportunity for the club to get to a final and win some silverware. You know, we are in it to win it. So, you know, I'm sure Bamber Bridge, when they looked at the ties, wouldn't have thought they wanted to play us. And that's a great compliment to how far we've come and the season we're having. So hopefully the fans will be excited by that tie. I think it's on the 20th, a Wednesday night at Leyland. The pitch will suit us because it's a carpet and we've got some good young technical footballers. And I'm looking forward to it. I think we'll give them a better game and hopefully put us in a final and keep this season going with some incentives at the end of it.
Colne FC manager Steve Cunningham there joining us on this month's Evo Stick East West show. So Prescott Cables against Colne this weekend. A proper playoff chasing six-pointer there. There's another one taking place at Shawview as well. That's Trafford against Leete Town. And Trafford have been in the news this week because the draw for the semi-finals of the Integro League Cup took place on our sister show, the Evo Stick MPL show this week. And drawn out of the hat, it was Farsley Celtic who'll be hosting Belper Town. We'll be hearing from Grant Black at Belper in a second or two. But before that, it is to Trafford. Trafford hosting Buxton in the semi-finals, which will be taking place in March. And on Friday afternoon, I got the reaction from the manager at Trafford. Here's Tom Baker.
Obviously, the three teams that were left in it along with ourselves, you know, no game was going to be easy. Obviously, Buxton, I know their management really well, so they're in the league above, which makes it obviously a difficult tie, but looking forward to the game. And yeah, I suppose we've got a fighting chance on the day. We know we can beat anyone, but likewise, you know, Buxton's going to be a tough task.
And it's quite the Integro League Cup at the moment, as we talk, Trafford have got themselves into the playoff positions with that 1-0 win over Widnes. So you've got a lot on your plate at the moment. But, you know, when I thought in the past about speaking to Michael Clegg at Atherton Coles when they've won it, and Renault at Bamber Bridge when they've won it, there's a history here of teams from Step 4 who've won this competition and then gone on to good things the following season. So that must be in the back of your mind as well.
Yeah, I think obviously when the competition starts, obviously, you know, with the other cup competitions that you've got, you know, this one's probably not one you look at the very beginning of being a sort of a long-term goal of trying to win it, although you want to win every game. But, you know, I think once we progress a few rounds, you know, that certainly became sort of our mindset then. And it was midweek when we played Runcorn Linnets. Obviously, we made the Manchester Cup final last year, ended up getting beat to FC United on penalties. But, you know, it was a really good game and a really good occasion for the club and the players. So, you know, that's what we spoke about. Can we try and get to that final? And hopefully, you know, the fact that we've got a bit of a playoff chase at the minute as well, we can run the two alongside each other. And you know, it's not easy, but, you know, we're looking forward to it.
And when it comes to the promotion race, it certainly is a lively one in Division West. And you've got a big game on Saturday, weather permitting, and that's against Leete Town. And there's only 2 points separating the two sides, and Leek have got games in hand as well. This is a big game tomorrow, but they're all big games, aren't they, coming up for Trafford?
Yeah, it's a huge game. I mean, we looked at this game, you know, probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. We've got Leek twice within the space of sort of 3 weeks now. We knew the league games were going to be massive because of obviously where they are situated in the table and the fact that they've pretty much had games in hand since the start of the season. So we know it's big, but equally it's big for Leek. You know, they're going to look at it and sort of feel if they can win the game or they can pick points up, that, you know, it's really going to be difficult for us then to try and stay with them between now and the end of the season. But like you say, you know, Bennett, every game now, we've got 12 to go. It's like 12 cup finals, and the league's so, so competitive. I mean, I think there's probably about 10 teams at the minute that have a realistic chance of sort of making that top five. So, I mean, obviously, we're one of them. Obviously, quite a few teams have got games in hand on us at the minute. But it's that old debate, isn't it? Points on the board or games in hand. So we'll keep addressing. Keep looking at every game as it comes and trying to win it, and we'll see where that takes us come the end of the season. You know, we were in a similar position, to be honest with you, this time last season, where we were by no means guaranteed at making playoffs, and we had to have a really good run at the end of the season, and obviously we got in the last day, so we know what it's about, and it's going to be tough, but we're looking forward to it, mate.
So Trafford manager Tom Baker there joining us here on the East West show, and joining me now from the other semi-final brackets, we're joined by the manager at Belper Town. It's Grant Black. Hello, Grant. How are you?
Hi, pal. I'm all right. Thank you.
So it's a big game that's been drawn out the hat there. Fars the Celtic away. What's your impressions as we speak on Friday afternoon?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you look at it, and I suppose old saying goes: if you're going to win it, you've got to sort of beat. You've got to beat everybody, I suppose. So, you know, it's probably tough on paper. Looking at form guide, obviously, it'd be toughest one we could have got. But, you know, end of day, it gives us another opportunity to go and let lads sort of pitch the send against a higher opposition and sort of see if they can do a similar job to what they did a couple of weeks ago.
Now, it's an interesting time for Belper because, you know, you are in mid-table at the moment in the division, but, you know, it's only 6 points to the playoffs. It's a very competitive division, so everyone could beat everybody. So it's going to be a very tricky month for you, I think, because you've got, obviously, this Fraser Celtic semi-final looming in the distance. So So how do you juggle everything?
I mean, there's not really much juggling for us, to be honest. It's we've got a small squad, you know, sort of 17, 18. So we've had probably, you know, similar sort of side throughout season, really. So we just, you know, we treat every game as it is, and we'll, you know, we've had a bit of a tricky January results wise, but we've played against top. I think we've lost three, obviously, in January, but all against top five teams. So there's no sort of disgrace in that, and we've picked up a few points here and there, and sort of going into February now playing teams that are sort of bottom half at table, and if we can pick up as many points as we feel we can, then like you said earlier, hopefully we've got them 6 points to pick up.
And I was just speaking to Tom there, and you know, I was saying about the long history of Step Four sides from the Northern Premier League doing well in the Integral League Cup. You know, obviously, Atherton Coles won it last season, and Bamba Bridge the season before that. You know, there's good precedent for sides who win it, who then go on to have a very good season the following year. So, you know, that must be on your mind as well somewhere.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Like I say, we looked at that, and, you know, they've both done really well, like you said, the following season. And, you know, I think, obviously, teams winning any competition is obviously going to breed a lot of confidence to them going forward. It's going to attract players to them clubs in particular, you know, and them two have obviously done that, and it's reflected in how they've done, obviously, the following year, which is obviously a great job what they've done. So if we could, you know, emulate anywhere near what them two have done sort of the following seasons, then we'll be right on track to where we want to be, yeah.
And obviously, you know, we're talking about this big game in the distance there against Farsley, but actually the next game for yourselves is Carlton Town tomorrow. We're recording this on Friday, late afternoon. Firstly, how's the pitch looking, and how's the squad shaping up as we head into February?
Pitch, you know, as all groundsmen do, I think at this level, you know, they get on it as much as they can. A lot of teams have a couple of teams playing on it, so it's, you know, it's never going to be ideal, but you know, our groundsman has been on it and he's done a good job. I'm pretty sure it'll be playable tomorrow unless there's a massive downpour tonight. And yeah, I think for the first time in about 6 weeks, we've got a full, you know, a full squad to choose from, which is you know, exciting, and it's causing me a few headaches that I've not been able to have over the last few weeks. So I'm happy to get everybody back, and like I said, Carlton will be a tough game. Away from home, I think they've took 23 points this season, and 18 of them have been away from home. So, you know, we told lads Wednesday it's going to be you know, it's not going to be an easy game at all. And we need to be right on it tomorrow to hopefully pick up 3 points and get back up to where we want to be.
Well, Grant Black, manager at Belper Town, as this is the East West show, we hope you win and beat Farnsley in the semi-final. And I'll speak to yourself and Tom Baker at Trafford as a preview for that final later in the season. But thanks for coming on, Grant, and best of luck this weekend.
Cheers, pal. Always a pleasure, mate. See you soon.
So the draw for the Integral League Cup semi-final took place on the MPL show. And just to give you those ties one last time, it's Fars Celtic against Belper, Trafford against Buxton. Those matches to take place in March, and we'll have more previewing interviews about those two semi-finals in the coming weeks. But Belper Town there, currently sitting in 12th position in Division East, and we're going to segue now to that division. And sitting out in front at the top of Division East is Morpeth Town. Morpeth Town on 54 points, that's 6 points clear of Brighouse Town. There's then a 5 point gap between second and third. Pontefract Coles sitting in third spot on 43 points. They're joined though by South Yorkshire side Sheffield FC. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Sheffield. Here's Gavin Smith.
It's been well over the Christmas period up to now. I think we've had something ridiculous like 5 home games, which is unusual. But yeah, the lads have done well. Just before Christmas, we beat Pickering and we rolled into Belper New Year's Day, which we got a draw from. And like I said, the last 2 games, we've played Stamford, which is a very good team, Stamford, and they were in the mix as well. And we beat them 2-0 at our place, and we've played Pickering last game, really, and 1-2-3-1, which that was a hard game for us. Pickering came and they were a good team, to be fair. Where they are in the league doesn't justify how well they played against us. They weren't a bad team, so I can't complain with the points we picked up over Christmas period. We've done well.
Well, Gavin, I love a good graph, and checking the progress Sheffield have made throughout the season when it comes to league positioning, it's a nice upward trajectory. You know, you are heading part of a big posse of teams chasing this promotion playoff spot at the moment. How do you keep that trajectory going and the momentum going?
I just said to the lads, beginning of the season when we were struggling, and I said, listen, I believe in us. You've got to believe in yourself. Number one, come and enjoy it. Number two, just come and want to work hard and win games and enjoy doing what you're doing. If you don't enjoy it, don't come. So that's where we've been from the first game of the season to where we are now. And I just think, could we continue winning and getting draws and doing well? It's just fed through the club. And all the lads have brought in 1 or 2 new faces in. Everyone's buying into what I want us to do. And all I want is a group of lads who want to come, work hard and enjoy it. Enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, go somewhere else. And I've always said, just keep going, try and keep under the radar, because I'm not being mentioned in any playoffs or anything. I'm just like, take each game as it comes. We've got a game on Saturday against Wishbeach. I want 3 points. And then we've got Tadcaster on Tuesday. So I'm just taking each game as it comes. And I'm just telling them, just sit together and enjoy it. And at the moment, it's going right for us at the moment.
I feel bad for inviting you on now, Gavin, and putting a spotlight on you. I do apologise, but it's been a great run that Sheffield have been on. And like you say, it is Wishbeach tomorrow. It is tricky when I ask managers this question, because I know what the answer is. But, you know, the Tadcaster match on the horizon on Tuesday night, these are vitally important games now, aren't they? And it is about making sure the players keep their eye on each fixture, I suppose.
They are, yeah, and that's what I said. I said Saturday's game, tomorrow's game is completely different to the Tuesday game. They're all just as important, but for us, if we can go to Tadcaster and get away with a win, it just takes us further away from them as well, because they're in the mix, you see. I think they've got a big game themselves this weekend. So, listen, the next 3 games for Sheffield FC are massive games. We've got more performance a week on Saturday. So I'm telling the lads, listen, the way we're playing at the moment, I won 9 points out of the next 3 games, and we are more than capable of doing that with the right mentality and do what we've been doing all season.
And it's not just the next 3 games. You've got Loughborough as well coming towards the end of February. So the games are coming thick and fast.
And it's fair to Loughborough. We played them beginning of the season, and it was a good hiding, 5-1. And when we played them that day, they were the best team I've seen for a long time. They were really good. Absolutely ripped us to pieces. So like I said, that's another big game coming up at end of Feb as well.
It is a crackers division in all fairness. I mean, just before you go, Gavin, just a quick mention for the pitch at Sheffield. How's it looking for tomorrow's match against Wishbeach?
At the moment, I don't know. At the moment the pitch looks really nice, but like I said, with the weather recently, I think there's been a lot of ice on it, so I'm not thinking there's a pitch inspection in the morning. So if it continues raining, at the moment it's not raining in Sheffield where we are, but I presume if it continues overnight, I can't see us playing. That's my opinion. I want to play because we didn't play last week, And when I think when you're playing, you just want to keep playing and momentum keep going, don't you?
Absolutely. So, well, keep an eye on the Sheffield FC Twitter feed. That's at Sheffield FC and the Eurostick League Twitter feed. But Gavin, just before you go, just a quick message then for the not just your players, but the Sheffield FC faithful as well. Good crowds this season at Sheffield, and you know, a sense of momentum at the club. It's a busy month coming up. What's your message to the Sheffield faithful?
The fans have been great since I've took over. Even an old fans have been coming back since I took over the club, and the crowds, the attendances are going up and up and up every week. And I think that's a testament to the lads. The fans are wanting to come and watch us, which is great. We get some Sheffield United fans, Wednesday fans all come down to support them, and all I can say is the lads appreciate it, and hopefully just keep coming, and we'll see where we'll end up. But they will come down and enjoy it, because my team's always like to try and play and just make it enjoyable for everyone, really.
Gavin Smith there, manager of fourth-placed Sheffield FC. So Sheffield sitting in fourth position. That's 2 points ahead of the team sitting in the final playoff berth. That's Tadcaster Albion. Tadcaster are 1 point ahead of their Yorkshire rivals, Ossett United. And midweek, they booked their place in the final of the West Riding's County Cup with a stunning 4-1 victory over FC Halifax Town. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Ossett United. Here's Andy Welsh.
Obviously, it's great for us as a football club in our first season to reach a cup final. Obviously, it's been well documented, that we've got there, because now we're starting to get quite a very strong following, and everyone's interested in what we're doing. But, you know, certainly when we set out, I remember speaking to you at the start of the season, we wanted to bring success to the club and bring some good times. And for me, this is hopefully one of many. I think we've had some really, really good games so far this season as well. You know, some top crowds. Everything's a first. Winning an FA Cup or an FA Trophy in the league, and we've done all that, and we just want to go on and continue to be successful.
Best attendance in the league at the moment, over averaging 460 odd people per game. I think that side of the mergers work quite well, to say the least. The social media presence as well. I mean, you've got supporters, you've got interest from around the world, it looks like, when you go on your Twitter feed.
I know Phil Smith works very hard on the social media side, and you know, we've got teams throughout the club that work very hard in terms of pushing what we're trying to do and gaining the interest. There was something put out the other day regarding us being, obviously, you know, we could potentially be Wakefield's first ever football club in the Football League in years and years to come if people really get behind us and help us continue to build. So, you know, like you say, Phil's done a great job pushing that side of it, but also I think the players help with that. I think the fans help with that. I think everyone that gets involved with a football club, you know, continues to help push us.
And a news that's broke this past week was in relation to interest being shown to, he's a cracking left-back, Chris Chandler. And that level of commitment, he's staying put. And I think that goes to show you just the level of momentum that's there at Ossett United.
Yeah, obviously I played with Chance up at Carlisle, so being cheeky like I was last year, gave him a call and, you know, just said, look, if you ever need anything, give me a shout, you know. And fortunately, in the summer, he hadn't got anything sorted. And for me, he's a fantastic player. I remember up at Carlisle, he was, you know, he had a wand of a left foot, and he was, you know, his size, he's very diminutive and very, you know, when he picks the ball up, he never wastes it. And that's, you know, that position was a problem position for us at times. And certainly since he's got himself fully fit, he's been, for me, he's been different class, you know, both on and off the field, because, you know, he's been there, he's been at the pro level. And we've got quite a few young characters in our squad that need guidance. And he's one certainly on a match day that the lads can turn to and lean upon, really.
Right, let's talk about the promotion race then, because it's, I mean, we've already touched upon the promotion race in Division West. That's certainly exciting, but Division East is it's another level, isn't it? I mean, you're just outside the playoffs at the moment. what's your targets? That, not to give too much of the game away, but what's your prognosis for where Ossett United are and where they can get to as we head into February and March time?
Just before Christmas, we looked at where we were. We had a meeting with the players, and we said, "Look, it's the first season. It is, you know, all these new things that are going on. And at some point, you know, during the season, you are going to have a dip. And you know, we feel we've had that little dip. And I think since we've come back in 2019, you know, we've been very hard to beat, and we've put ourselves in a good position. And we always said if we were in and around where we are right now, at Christmas, you're giving yourself a great chance. But yeah, like you say, I think our league is surprised us. I think everyone can beat anyone, and it's an old cliche, but in this division, it really is. You know, you're seeing teams down at the bottom beating teams at the top, and you think, well, how's that happening? But I mean, you know, certainly with some of the teams we've come up against, there's some good quality. For us, it's about making sure we turn up and work hard as a group of players. And if we have the mindset, what internally we've spoke about and what we're looking for as a team, you know, I think we've got a lot of good experience in the squad now that can continue to push us to where we want to be.
And you bob on about there's no easy games in Division East and that kind of thing. I mean, Gresley, who you're playing tomorrow, there's always a team who's been cut adrift down the bottom end. They're not cut adrift, even though they are bottom of the table.
No.
Very, very tight down the bottom. Not only 4 points separating 14th down to 20th, remarkable. Firstly, how's the pitch looking tomorrow? And secondly, how do you ensure that you don't slip on this big giant banana skin that Gresley are going to throw down for you?
The pitch is in very good condition from Tuesday night. We did get a lot of rain on Tuesday, but we've got a fantastic groundsman. Just spoke to him there, and he said, you know, it's in good nick. He's starting to obviously line it all up today and that, but it'll be, you know, we won't have any problems with that tomorrow, I've no doubt. We only got called off last week due to it being frozen like everyone else, really. So the pitch usually doesn't have a problem with water in terms of holding it or being waterlogged. So it's got a very good history of getting games on, especially when the weather's bad with rain. You know, in terms of Gresley coming to us, our last league game was Gresley 2 weeks ago. We beat them at their place 5-0. So like you've just said there, and as soon as we won on Tuesday, our attention's turned straight to Saturday, because it's really important now. We can't drop any points. You know, we want to keep the momentum and keep climbing.
Andy Welsh, manager of Ossett United, joining us here on this month's Evo Stick East West show. So Ossett United, 1 point outside the playoff positions. Then there's Loughborough Dynamo sitting in seventh position. They're 3 points outside the playoffs. Then there's Marsh United. They're 4 points outside the playoffs. And then there's Lincoln United on 36 points. And Cleethorpes Town sitting 5 points outside the playoffs. It's been a great turnaround at Cleethorpes Town in recent months, and this weekend they'll be travelling up north to take on Marsh United. And on Friday, before setting off, I caught up with the manager at Cleethorpes. Here's Dave Smith.
My take really is what a turnaround, really, and it's all credit to the lads and the players to find the form as always knew was capable of. The league's so tight, I mean, really, really tight. I mean, we went on a run, and we was winning games, not losing games, and we still weren't really moving in the table. So to now get into that top 10, a sniff of the playoffs, and I think we're 4 or 5 points off with the defeat last week. I think teams will beat each other, and I think, I think it's anyone's who can put another run together will be right in the mix.
I mean, I was looking at the progress table on football web pages, and you know, at game 12, bottom of the table when it comes to where Cleethorpes were, and now, like you said, there's just been this meteoric rise going on this great run. I mean, what is it all down to? Is it belief or new management bounce? I mean, what is it down to?
A mixture of things, I think. It's a difficult one for me because I was obviously involved, so I was assistant. I think the manager, Marcus Noll, has done an amazing job every season he's been at the club and done a good job this year, if you look at the cup runs as well. And we all just felt it probably needs something a little bit different. and me getting the role, I've done things my way with the full blessing of the previous manager and the club in terms of tweaking the system slightly, bringing back a player, and just regaining that identity, I think, of what we've always been about in terms of a team that was based on local lads who have all come through the club, friends on and off the pitch, and a togetherness that has brought us a lot of success over the years. And maybe we drifted a little bit away from that. No fault of everyone. I think progress pushes that sometimes. And we just got back to basics, what we know we're good at, and put trust in the tried and tested methods. But we have changed a few things, you know, training, system-wise, etc. And the boys have bought in that freshness and that fresh approach. It just meant they've kicked on again, I feel.
And it's like you say, it was kind of like a subtle change in a way, because Marcus is still there at the club in the boardroom. Yep. You've moved up from just underneath him to becoming manager. How important is that continuity side of things? Because it hasn't been that drastic a change, has it?
No, I think a club at our level, a club of our size and a club of our sort of brief history or young history, if you like, you've got to be careful of making too big a changes too soon. And I think it was always the plan, let's say that, in terms of can we progress and develop from within. That's players and management and leadership roles within the club. So it was always a plan. Marcus would say to anyone, any player we signed, that he's not planning on being around forever. He wants to have a great time and get success, but there's a plan after that, and that was me. Delighted the club backed us in that plan, and I think it really helps the supporters, the club's stability, the players. You know, I know the players really, really well and built good relationships, and that was a massive factor in taking the role on, knowing that they're going to be behind it and supportive and progress with it as well. But yeah, I think we try and do things the right way, and I think too big a change would maybe have led to a... If you look at, Benny, if you look at the position we're in, a new manager could have come in, just looked at results and said, right, this needs a massive change, half a team out, half a new team in, and that could have been a massive mistake. It could have worked, but it could have been a massive mistake. I think the run we're on now suggests that we had the quality in the squad, it just needed tweaking.
And how we point as well is the new home at the Linden Club side of things, because obviously this to be, you know, have a permanent home to take root. How's that side of the club developed this season?
Well, it's massive, and I think there's a lot of pride in the club, and it's this massive, massive thanks and respect to everyone who's played a part in making that happen. But from a player perspective, you walk it into your home ground, somewhere that is familiar with people who work at the club, and there's a welcome, and you just feel proud to represent it, really. I mean, to be honest, Ben, it was a bit of a problem at the start. Our home form wasn't great. I think the transition to move into a different environment was a bit tricky in terms of just different dynamics of the playing environment, surface, dimensions of pitch, etc. It took a bit of adjusting. But from now, I think we all look forward to home game. Like you say, we've had a lot of compliments from visiting teams on the setup and the welcome and the way we do things. And I don't know if you've seen it yourself, Ben, but it's an impressive setup, and it'll only get better. You know, the people at this club and the committee and the board and the volunteers are committed to developing it from this point on. So what it is today, it'll be much improved year on, year out, as they invest their time and effort into it.
Absolutely. And this month coming up, back to on the pitch matters, and this month coming up, you've got some very interesting games. I mean, Mask away, weather permitting, tomorrow, and then Mansfield, they too might have a new management bounce in the coming weeks. And then two matches against Pickering. You, potentially, and there is no easy games in Division East, but potentially, you know, Cleethorpes, it could be a pivotal month coming up for the club. How's the team shaping up?
Yeah, I think we've looked at that as well. I think just on the Mars game tomorrow, I think it's an inspection, so that could be a doubt, and I think they're not too confident on the game, so that might be a free weekend. I think Mars are a really good team, and I think they reminded me of a lot of where we were. A lot of talent, a lot of quality in the side, just lacking that bit of belief and confidence for whatever reason. And I think it was a very tight game last week, probably a draw, right result, but no arguments on losing the game. They're a good side. And then moving on to the games going forward, Mansfield, they've had a funny season. They've had picks on some great results and then seem to drop off. It must be really frustrating for the outgoing manager. And like you say, the bounce effect that we've had could be something that we need to be wary of. and Pickering are old foes. You know, we came through the leagues with them in North East Counties. We know the manager well. He was ex-Tadcaster. We had some battles with them. And they never gave us an easy time when we've played them in different leagues. And I don't expect anything different here. They don't concede many goals. They don't score so many, but they don't concede many, so they'll be solid. But, you know, we're looking at that run of games, and as they will be, but we're looking at that to go, look, we've lost a game. Let's bounce back. Let's have another run. And let's get back in and amongst those places that we talked about at the beginning of the call.
And Davey, are you enjoying it? That's the most important question. I mean, it looks like, you know, there's some momentum at Cleethorpes, both on and off the pitch. You certainly come into the management game at a good time.
Yeah, it's something I was wanting to do. I think it's difficult not to enjoy it. What else would you want to be doing? The opportunity to manage this club and to be around these lads who are 99.9% very good fun to be around. It's just a great place to be, and you have to enjoy these, even if results are up and down sometimes. You know, you've got to enjoy your work, enjoy the environment, enjoy spending time with people that mean something to you, and trying to deliver something for the club and everybody involved. Because, I mean, every club will say the same, but we have an awful lot of people that volunteer and contribute, and to give something back to them is the most rewarding, really. So yeah, love every minute, really. Love every minute. I mean, being involved in football, this level, this league, is a really good.
Dave Smith there, manager at Cleethorpes Town. And that is the end of this month's Evo Stick East West show. A big thank you to all my guests this month for joining me. Remember, you can keep up to date with all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the website evostickleague.co.uk. You can also follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. This show is available on Spotify, on Audio Boom, and via the iTunes Store, as well as, of course, the league website. A big, big good luck to Ramsbottom United this Tuesday against AFC Fylde. We hope you win, and we'll be hearing from Chris Wilcock in the quarterfinals. But that's it from me, Ben, for this month. And wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick Division West or East side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
Fantastic adhesive this sticks like. From Evo Stick.
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the Evo Stick League this year?
The Evo Stick League?
Yeah, Evo Stick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You'd better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from Evo Stick. Proud sponsors of the Evo Stick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new Evo Stick app.